This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said its ground forces were operating against Hamas across the Gaza Strip on Sunday, its clearest indication yet that a planned ground offensive in the enclave's heavily crowded south had begun, as Israeli bombing killed and wounded dozens of Palestinians. The Hamas-Palestinian militant group said its fighters clashed with Israeli troops about 2 kilometers from the southern city of Khan Yunis. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Residents in Gaza said Sunday hospitals are struggling to cope. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said more than 15,520 have been killed in nearly 2 months of warfare. Israel's military response was sparked by a Hamas cross-border raid on southern Israel on October 7th, in which 1,200 Israelis were killed and more than 200 taken hostage. Israel says it's acting to annihilate Hamas, saying it poses a mortal threat to the Jewish state's very existence. The initial Hamas attack and the ensuing war amount to the bloodiest episode in the decades-old wider Israel-Palestinian conflict.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The U.S. military says 3 commercial ships in the Red Sea were struck by ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen, and a U.S. warship shot down 3 drones in self-defense during the hours-long assault. The Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claimed responsibility. The attacks marked an escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Mideast linked to the Israel-Hamas war, as multiple vessels found themselves in the crosshairs of a single Houthi assault for the first time in the conflict. This is VOA News. At least 4 people died and dozens were wounded Sunday in a bomb attack on a Catholic mass in the insurgency-plagued southern Philippines. The blast, claimed by the Islamic State group, happened during a morning service at a university's gymnasium in Marari, the country's largest Muslim city, which was besieged by Islamist militant groups in 2017. A police official said 4 people were killed and around 50 wounded in the blast from an improvised explosive device. U.S. funding for Ukraine may soon come to an end, as a divided Congress has so far failed to approve a long-term budget for the United States government, let alone new money for aiding allies mired in conflicts abroad. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Sunday in Kherson, Ukraine, officials report 1 fatality and 7 injuries after Russian shelling in the region. Just days earlier in the Donetsk region, at least 10 injuries and 1 fatality in a 6-missile attack were reported. Ukraine's interior minister said Russian forces fired into the territory. Congress has yet to appropriate a long-term measure to fund the federal government, instead passing a short-term measure called a continuing resolution lasting just into the new year. Top military brass say that jeopardizes national security. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Venezuelans cast ballots Sunday in a referendum backed by President Nicolas Maduro's government over potentially oil-rich territory that is a subject of a long-running border dispute with Guyana. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina has more.
The referendum deals with a border dispute with Guyana and includes a question about rejecting the right of the International Court of Justice to determine which country the territory around the Essequibo River belongs. Maduro encouraged voters to approve the referendum as he cast his ballot Sunday. In April, the court said it had jurisdiction, though a final ruling could be years away. Venezuela has said the issue should be resolved by the 2 countries, while Guyana requested a court to halt the referendum. On Friday, the court ruled without expressly forbidding the vote.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Guinea-Bissau's president, Umaro Sissoco Embalo, said a shooting incident in the nation's capital was an attempted coup against his government. Embalo said this on Sunday morning in his meeting with security forces, confirming fears over the latest threat to democracy in the increasing volatile West Africa. The gun battle follows another apparent coup attempt in Sierra Leone last month. Since 2020, there have been 8 military takeovers in the region, including in Niger and Gabon last year. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.